Welcome to Viz City. I'm Lottie Streisinger.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're talking about a show here in Eugene. It's at the Jacobs Gallery. The title is Inclusion and Distillation, Black and White. It runs through June 12. Lottie, what do you think the title is about?
Well, the show is three women, by the way, who have all taught or are teaching art at Lane Community College, and I'm sure that they got together for this show and for the title. First of all, it is all in black and white.
That part's obvious, right?
Yes, right. And distillation makes sense to me because the work is all very simmered down, so to speak, to its essence. Take real concentration to get what each piece is about.
And inclusion, what do you think? I'm mystified on that.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know about inclusion.
Right. I don't really think the title tells you what you're going to see.
No.
To me, it didn't at all. So the artists that are showing are Susie Loudermilk, Marilyn Robert, and Satoko. She's known by Satoko. I'm not even going to try and say her last name. And I had some preconceived ideas of what I would see because I know all of these artists, and I thought I knew what they did, but there were some real surprises as to what I saw. Susie Loudermilk, of course, teaches printmaking at LCC, and she's best known probably for small wood engravings. But there's some really big prints in this one, and many more techniques as well. So
right.
That was a big surprise to me.
Her work illustrates etching and lithograph and wood engraving, many of the printmaking techniques. And she has always been interested in games. So there is a piece that features chess players. It has a title that you wouldn't necessarily connect with chess. It's called Seven Deadly Sins, and some of the chess players have fallen over. I don't know.
Right. Well, and so in Susie, I think the size of the prints, they're not all small like she's known. And Satoko, I know her as doing very bright watercolors.
Right, and, with Italy.
Right.
Beautiful
right.
color.
And in this case, of course, part of the show is black and white, so there are no color prints, but actually Satoko did some textile pieces. Those by the front door there, they're these very mystical little puffy in circles with fiber, and I didn't know she even worked in fiber, so that was kind of a surprise. And then I figured Marilyn Robert would be working in fibers because she's co-owner of Eugene Textile Center, and in her case, there's no fiber that she wove. They're printed pieces.
On Chinese silk.
Right,
yes.
On these scrolls. So it's like everything I thought I knew about what these people did sort of was turned upside down. And it was really fun, a certain amount of discovery. It's like, whoa, who's doing this one?
Yeah. I'd like to go back to Susan Loudermilk, who has certainly the biggest piece in the show. It is a in the middle and is, so to speak, a carousel. Actually, it is called a zoetrope, and I looked that up. And it's an optical toy. I mentioned that she liked toys and games, in which the figures on the inside of a revolving cylinder are viewed through slits and appear as animated figures from the outside.
Right, and it's very big, so you have to kind of hunch down and give it a little spin, and as the slots go by, there's movement appears.
It's like they're rocking horses,
right.
And they're rocking.
It's like the precursor to a movie film. Yeah, it's fun.
Right.
Well, there are many surprises over there. Again, this is the show at the Jacobs Gallery. It's called Inclusion and Distillation, Black and White. It runs through June 12th, and it will be on the First Friday Art Walk in June. That's June 4th. So lots of discovery over there.
And the hours at the Jacobs Gallery nowadays are Tuesday through Friday, noon to 4 p.m., Saturday 11 to 3, and also during performances.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Lottie Schreisinger.